And local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live, and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, March the 15th, cloudy and 47 degrees on our way to 63 before it's all said and done. A cloud should be dissipating. The sun should be shining by this afternoon. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Susan Brinkman and Jeremy Dorsey with Southwick House. It is time for a Southwick House update. Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing good. I have a little frog in my throat, so you're going to have to just, like, bear with me.
Well, that means we have two frogs.
Chuck, I was going to say,
froggy too.
So. I've been trying to get the frog out of my throat for 2.5 weeks now. So, and Ron would probably say longer than that. So.
Jeremy, Chuck, I hear ya. I know. I feel this.
It's crazy. Jeremy, how are you this morning?
I am doing good. I am awake. I am ready for the day, and I'm happy to be here.
And frog-free.
I was going to say no frogs there.
No, just lots of animals, but no frogs in my life right now.
Good deal. Well, we actually got Susan and Jeremy on with us here this morning, really before the official announcement came down. I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday, about the nearly $20,000 grant from Sunflower Foundation that came in. Jeremy, I wanted to ask you to kind of get us started here, really how big that grant is for Southwick House in your current stage of resuming services.
You know, it really is important because that grant is going to be used for what we call capacity building activities, including board and, you know, donor development initiatives and things like our agency's website. So some of the basic nuts and bolts of putting a nonprofit organization together, we can tap that grant for without kind of depleting any of our other funds while we continue this journey of reestablishing services. It's really exciting. It feels like things are coming together.
And where are we right now in the process, Susan? I know this grant will kind of jumpstart things a little bit, but where are we right now?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've been working diligently for the past 6 months just to get those foundational pieces into place. We don't want to just throw something together, although we often feel that because the need is so great. Every week I am getting phone calls. Are you up and running? Do you have services? Is there a room available? And that really pulls on my heart. It's difficult, but we really want to be thoughtful and take our time to build that foundation that will serve our community for the next 100 years. So when we think about what were the shoulders we're standing on, the Plum Place served us well for 100 years, and we want Southwick to have that same kind of structural start.
I was going to ask and kind of dovetail off of Jeremy's answer with the grant. You know, part of the news release says that there is going to be board development and other development opportunities in addition to the website. So I guess the question comes up in my mind, what are some of those development opportunities that the grant's going to cover here, at least short term?
Right. So it'll be some board development, some donor structure pieces. For our board, we want to come together and work on strategic planning initiatives, some board training. We have a youthful board. We want to work on, you know, what are the technology needs for, sorry.
You're okay.
The technology needs for donor relations. A lot of people don't think about how you're communicating with those donors, with your boards. You know, what kind of customer relation management software are you using? We only think about, when we think about all of our nonprofits, the face of those that they serve. So these are really putting into place some of those behind-the-scenes pieces that are still very important.
And I know you have been, you know, working hard, putting things together. The board, Jeremy, sounds like it's come together well.
It has. And, you know, we've appointed two new board members recently that we're excited to have join us. We are starting some of that foundational stuff where we're looking at different properties. We haven't settled on one yet, but we are hunting for that perfect location that's going to be central and ideal for our patrons and consumers when we are actually serving folks. And I think we've got some really good prospects coming forward that'll be really exciting for the community if it works out.
Jeremy, also on that, are you pretty well starting to settle on the service model, not only with the building, but the service model here for women and possibly families in crisis settings that need the services to come?
You know, I think we have, as a board. Susan's worked really well with us to kind of establish what our what our ballpark is for how we want to operate. And I think that we're looking at, and Susan can correct me if I'm wrong, you know, maybe about 20 rooms around that number. Some of those rooms to be styled for families, women with children, and others to be single unit. And then, you know, we've looked at things like, you know, we want to make sure that we have some natural space for children who are at a building, you know, like a playground, a dog run, so that people don't have to leave their animals, because that is a huge barrier when people seek emergency shelter services or flee domestic violence. Sometimes women, they won't go if they can't take their animals with them. And so we've had some good discussions about that, and we have looked at some initial building plans, kind of, blueprints for what it might look like. And some of that will have to be changed when we do settle on that property or that building that has to be remodeled. But we've done some pretty good work on that.
Susan, 20 rooms, that's serving quite a lot of folks there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's one more room than the Plumplace served, but the difference being is that we'll be able to serve children as well. And that's been a huge need for a long time for single parents to have their children with them.
Jeremy, I'm going to ask you here kind of what the immediate next steps are going to be now. It sounds like board development is going to be, you know, fleshing out and finishing out the board is kind of a part and parcel of things. How are things going right now, I guess, when it comes to the policies here for Southwick House, whether it's, say, with anti-discrimination, whether it's financial policies, other matters that seem to come up here as you're getting a board started and making sure that the bylaws are good and workable going forward?
Well, one of the things I've learned is that whenever you apply for grants, they all have these riders and requirements and things that you have to do. So we actually just looked at one the other day. The board was talking by email about a particular opportunity, but it has all of these requirements for things that we have to have, like, you know, an audit at some point, house policies, which, you know, we don't have a house yet. So there's a lot of stuff that we have to do to be able to access a lot of funding opportunities that really is going to put the board to work, and some of our subcommittees really are going to have to kick it into gear in the next couple months to, you know, get all of those prerequisites or different opportunities satisfied so that we can maximize, grant funding or other opportunities.
So, Jeremy, do you have a time frame you'd like to be able to be up and operational? I know a lot of things are obviously still up in the air, and there's still a ways to go, but do you have kind of a general time frame of when you would like to get things up and moving?
You know, I think if we could be operational at some point in 2025, I think that would be ideal. But that is also going to be contingent on what property we find. You know, are we looking at lots that have no buildings? Okay, then we're going to build a building. Are we looking at a pre-existing building that we're going to have to remodel? Okay, then we're going to have to do that. And then, of course, you know, we're going to have to do some fundraising and capital campaign and, you know, ask the community to put themselves to work for us and help support this along with whatever monetary resources we're going to use to create that property. And so there's going to be some time that goes into that. So ideally, I'd like to be operational by 2025. I think that's going to be realistic, but it does depend on some certain things that haven't been ironed out yet. But we are working hard at it. Sure. Because the need is great.
Understood. And Susan, how soon do you think you're going to be to that point where you can, you know, make the final decisions here when it comes to your location and really finalizing the service methods in play?
Oh my gosh, you know, Chuck, that's really been our focus for the last several months is finding exactly the right property, the right location, whether that means we're building new or whether we're renovating an existing property. And I know that we're hopeful about 2025, but we will be open in 2025. That's what I tell my board. we just, you know, I'm the one answering the phone call saying, no, I'm sorry, we don't have a room. And we are going to have a room in 2025. Or I will eat my words. but, you know, I do want to shout out to all of our service agencies and our community partners. When we came on board last fall and I was hired, this was one of the first grants that we wrote. And I called on everyone, probably every United Way agency that there was and is, for the assistance on, I'd been out of the grant writing game for a while, and I needed the whole village to help me figure out how things had changed since I had done it. So I just could not have been more grateful to our community and their support as we wrote this very first grant for Southwick House.
Well, A, first, congratulations on what you have accomplished so far. It sounds like you are on really a fast track to getting things up and operational with Southwick, and 2025 will be the start date, according to Susan. We're with you. We're with you.
All right.
Jeremy, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone. We appreciate the opportunity, and have a good morning.
All right, Susan, good to talk to you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a great day. That is Susan Brinkman, who is the director of Southwick House, and Jeremy Dorsey, who is the board president of Southwick. Looks like things are moving forward at a pretty good rate there, Chuck.
Things are moving forward, and I know that they probably would like things to move forward faster, but there's a lot of...